AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
And with me, you see your father.
Then you see me.
Then you see me.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Now and forever.
Yeah!
This is the proper place for this song to play.
Exactly right. Not at 3.
I was a
fiend. At 6. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Don Sutton under the weather couldn't join us today. Clay Travis and Mick Cronin did.
That's right.
And a big thank you to the UCLA head coach. They will play USC on Saturday. You will hear it right here. They are off until then. It is a 7 p.m. tip. Tim Cates. What? Tim Cates.
Tim Cates.
Back in our Bruins studios. We'll have the post game 7 p.m. tip, probably somewhere around 11:30.
But Matt, it's been a wonderful day.
Sure.
We're happy for all the listeners. We hope Don Sutton feels better. Get well, Don. Save Ferris. Clippers are off until tomorrow, as you said, Matt. But we do have a lot of foosball to celebrate right here today on the station. And when I mean today, I'm talking about Saturday and Sunday. We got the Vikings and Niners on 570, Titans-Ravens on 1150. All the early games are on 570. Texas Chiefs, 570, Seahawks-Packers, AM 1150. And don't forget about our friends who are thinning up top, Matt. Those are the guys that really love the foosball.
Darn right. Bosley, your hair's falling out because you're so stressed over these sweet divisional matchups. Lean on Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, to take care of you for a free information kit. Text FINAL to 85850. 85850, text FINAL. You get a free information kit. Our friend David Vassay got a free information kit. He was so impressed by it that he leaned on Bosley to make sure he still kept his hair. And look how good he looks when he's on TV on the MLB Network.
Man, does he look great. And it's all thanks to Bosley.
He'd be bald if it weren't for them.
Sphere bald. And also, we are having some podcast issues. Tim Cates has done some real due diligence. We talked about it a little earlier in the show. Tim Cates has made a lot of emails. He spoke truth to power, Matt, and not just Don Martin.
That's exactly right,
but
man.
Truth to power. I mean, hardcore stuff, like Blasey Ford. So good for you, Cates. And we're trying to get our podcast stuff fixed. But would it be fair to say to our listeners, Tim Cates, if they just go to the iHeartRadio app, that it would be a lot easier on them?
A lot easier.
Okay. What about if they went to am570lasports.com/PMS?
Even easier.
Yeah, they can download from there.
You can listen there.
They can stream from AM570.
Yep, you can download on
stream live only.
Yep.
You want to download the podcast, iHeartRadio, the most popular podcast app. That's all we're asking you to do is download the most popular podcast app.
Well, try
to listen to the Petros and Money Show.
If the other one where you get your other podcast isn't working, try this one while we work on the other one. We want to make it convenient for you as a company.
We're trying.
We are efforting the other platforms.
It's a big company.
To be perfect.
You send an email, it gets rerouted to the Midwest. 3 hours later, you get a response.
Cincinnati, technically the Midwest. We always kind of talk about it as the South here. So corrections and retractions, all right?
It's the East. Eastern time zone.
Airports in Kentucky.
Eastern time zone.
The High South.
Like Virginia.
Exactly.
We are efforting. Again, we are efforting.
Efforting.
Steve Bush in the midlife crisis.
Guess what? We want that podcast to work.
Oh, yeah, we do.
On whichever platform. iTunes.
We want to remain the biggest podcast in the cluster, Matt.
We want it to work everywhere.
And some say, and we've turned down Magdaleno's mic for this segment because it's a sensitive topic and from what he said earlier, but some say globalist conspiracy against the Petros and Money Show.
Many say that.
So we're efforting.
You guys better keep doing your stupid local show for your stupid local audience.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Hey, good luck.
Good luck to you.
Usually my complaints
Joker
fall
face.
On deaf
Fart
ears.
Face.
Usually the boss is like, oh, shut up, Kate. Stop complaining. But when they realize the power
sprung
of the PMS
action.
Podcast, top 5 in all the country in iHeartRadio.
Better get your ass in gear.
Yeah.
gear your ass. Gear it. Gear your ass. So we're on it. But in the meantime, you know, hey, the old iHeartRadio app, I use it. Matt Money Smith has got the Final Hour Fun Fact Report.
In effect, it's the Hour 3.
Fun Facts! Fun Facts!
You know, we've always had Miss America, and the beauty pageant's taking some incoming right now. But did you know before Miss USA
why
became Miss USA, it was the Mrs. America pageant. And they would choose...
I remember this.
...the annual Best Wife. It was based on her personality, her good looks, her sewing, her ironing.
Oh, that's good.
And her cooking skills.
Did they have a swimsuit thing?
Nope. Or maybe. They had a seamstress thing, and they had a cook-it-up thing, and they had an ironing thing.
Like a home ec competition.
Yeah, a little too starchy.
Well, did they let some dudes participate? You know, like the guy on the UCLA dance force?
Hello! They did not.
What's that?
It was gone before.
Time for the quick hits, everybody!
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Quick hits are brought to you by Morongo Casino.
Morongo.
90 minutes from wherever you are. That yawn will turn into
a
smile when you get to Morongo. When you get into the Morongo lobby, you won't be tired anymore.
Heck no. Pump me full of that oxygen and I'll go all night.
Yeah, and get your lead in your pencil, Matt. We got another hour of great sports talk and Three Think Thursday coming up next. Lakers, which we will talk about, are 30-7 on the season, 6 in a row. Luka Doncic and Dallas await tomorrow in the Big D.
You know who doesn't await? Porzingis. Because his knee's all jacked up.
Yeah, and he doesn't get along with Doncic anyway.
He doesn't?
Well, they don't play together well.
No, they don't.
Clippers, 26-12 on the season. Where have I heard this before? They're off till Friday.
Not news.
Jesus.
Not news.
I hate the all-star voting stuff.
We were so close to getting Doc today, by the way. Doc Rivers, we were so close.
That's not true.
Did you hear about this?
Oh, we were so close.
Not true.
Emails were sent on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Thursday we'll do it. Then.
Right. Can't do it.
Had something after practice.
Yeah, can't do it.
So close.
Yeah, well, understandable. I mean, you guys have all these games. You barely have any time to practice. No wonder. I totally understand. What do you mean you hate the All-Star voting? How do you, why? Like what? I mean, we connect with the fans, man. We love reaching out, touching the fans, especially.
All right, I'll read it.
When we got some of the top vote getters.
I'll read it. NBA All-Star voting update.
Yeah, what do we got? Give me the top
I'm not going to be badgered.
Give me the top four vote getters for All-Star fan balloting.
LeBron James. Anthony Davis. Kawhi Leonard. Modest jersey dog. Paul George.
LA fans supposedly don't care, not dedicated, and it is a stuff the ballot box vote for fans. Hashtag put your name. And in L.A., we got the top four. That should be celebrated here on the Petros and Money Show.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Howard is 10th in voting. Luka Doncic is the leading vote getter. Lakers guard Alex Caruso is 6th.
For guards.
For guards.
Caruso, 6th. That's how good the Laker fans are doing in the NBA. All-star fan vote.
Thank you,
man.
My sanctimonious friend.
Would
darn
you, right.
Would you like to read the final story in the NBA battery here?
Sure. John Beilein, hell of a coach. First year in the big time after a long storied run at the University of Michigan during a film session, pointed out to his players that he was proud of them in their last outing because they didn't look like a bunch of thugs. And that's in quotes. Players were stunned, but they didn't say anything. They just left the film session and then either took to Twitter or some folks in the Cavs organization to voice their displeasure at his use.
Everybody called Adrian.
Of the word thugs, to which Beilein, who's an older man.
With a lisp.
Said, I never said that. Was dumbfounded. And said, why would I ever call my players thugs? That doesn't make sense in a film session. He then said, slugs.
Ah.
He's like, I must have said slugs and they heard me wrong. He's like, but hey, if they're freaking out, I'll reach out to them. I apologize, but no, we had been moving slow. The offense was getting bogged down, and I was trying to point out, you guys finally stopped acting like a bunch of slugs. And after that explanation...
A bunch of what?
After that explanation, General Manager Colby Altman talked to owner Dan Gilbert and said, you know what? We're going to keep John Beilein as our head coach. We're not going to fire him. We're okay.
Wow, that was really well delivered, Matt. You know what? You should have run for office.
I did a deep dive into this story. I found it so compelling.
It is. It's a good one. And you did it justice.
That's what we're here for.
Speaking of justice, what about Joe Judge? Joe Judge brought the justice in his press conference. Hey, we played Matt Rhule yesterday. Here's Joe Judge answering the question everybody had for him.
People are asking, that's number one, who am I? Well, maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying,
Joe,
who am I?
Judge.
By telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being the coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about. And what I'm about is an old school physical mentality, okay? We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region will be proud of, because this team will represent this area. We will play fast. And? We'll play downhill. We'll play aggressive.
And?
We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes. We'll play every play like it is a history and a life of its own, with a relentless competitive attitude.
Ooh, that's a Harbaugh.
Punch you, not in the face.
In the nose.
I want it to have a small target, okay?
Yeah.
Face is big. I need small, precise targets.
I'm more of a punch you in the mouth football type, right. but hey, you know.
Right in the nose.
He hired Freddie Kitchens, who's in talks to serve, not wings at the Times Square Buffalo Wild Wings, but on Joe Judge's offensive staff with the Higgins. Mike Leach, our hero, is leaving Washington State. We had Clay Travis earlier to discuss it, to become the next head coach in Stark Vegas. Mississippi State looked into Sark Vegas for a little while and did not go with Steve Sarkisian. They decided to hire Mike Leach, and now the clamoring for who will be the next Washington State coach, as we are very interested in the Pac-12 and the Petros and Money Show.
Yeah, you know where they're going. You know where they're going to get their
I know where
coach.
You're going to
you know
say.
Where they're going.
You can't take Graham Harrell,
they're taking
man.
Him,
He's
man.
The best.
They're taking him. He was there for a year, man, and run the same offense. Seamless transition, man. Now what are you going to do, Clay?
What if Leach tries to hire Graham Harrell to be his OC at Mississippi State and they hire for more money than he got at SC? What if they lose him to the SEC? Just like they lost Bryce Young?
He's going to what? Not only is he leaving, but he's going to another Pac-12 school, and he's going to clown Clay Helton with that air raid up on the Palouse. Oh, my God. It's a worst nightmare for these SC fans.
Do they play next year?
He'll check.
Still quiet on the Dodgers free agency and trade front. David Vasse with Dodger Talk
My
tonight.
Knowledge of Texas Tech quarterbacks is limited. No
Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury. No Graham Harrell.
Sonny Cumbie. He's the OC at TCU.
He was a former quarterback at Texas Tech.
They don't play next year. But dodge. Maybe the championship.
Hey,
yes,
dodge that bullet.
It may be the championship, man.
Dodge that
bullet.
See
you in Santa Clara, right?
See you in Santa Clara, Graham.
We'll see what happens. Alex Grinch being mentioned. Our old friend.
Old friend. Old friend alert.
He was a DC up at Washington State. Went down to Oklahoma.
Ooh, what about Paul Wolf?
The Mets.
Huh?
Have extended a spring training invitation to Matt's old colleague. Old friend alert.
Old friend alert.
Tim Tebow.
Lost communication with him.
Unfortunate.
Couldn't see that coming.
And Matt, we have some NHL news, which is your favorite to deliver.
Oh, what do you know? They dropped one again. The Kings are now 17-24-4, 7 games under 500. They play in Vegas tonight against the Golden Knights. You can always listen to every Kings game on the iHeartRadio app and on the Kings channel. Kings Hockey is brought to you by
Oh, don't
Morongo.
Sound so bored with it.
Hey, they were 17.
Don't with your big
and 20, and they were streaking toward 500, and they had the bad sense.
You know.
Morongo Casino, good times.
You better lock it up. You got to do it three things Thursday.
I know we talked to Clay Travis earlier, but don't tell me to lock it up.
I said lock it up, not lock it in. Coming up, we have Mick Cronin again. It was so good in the first hour. We're going to replay it. Why? Because Mick Cronin likes us. The UCLA head coach likes you.
Gall darn it.
You got to puff your chest out. And gall darn it, enjoy it. Plan it next.
That's number one. Who am I? Well, maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying,
Joe
who am I,
Judge.
By telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being a coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about. And what I'm about is an old school physical mentality, okay? We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region will be proud of, because this team will represent this area. We will play fast. And? We'll play downhill. We'll play aggressive.
And?
We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes. We'll play every play like it is a history and a life of its own with a relentless competitive attitude.
Oh, that's a Harbaugh.
Punch you, not in the face.
In the nose.
I want it to have a small target, okay?
Yeah.
Face is
okay.
Big. I need small, precise targets.
I'm more of a punch you in the mouth football type, but hey, you know.
Right in the nose.
He hired Freddie Kitchens, who's in talks to serve not wings at the Times Square Buffalo Wild Wings, but on Joe Judge's offensive staff with the Higgins. Mike Leach, our hero, is leaving Washington State. We had Clay Travis earlier to discuss it, to become the next head coach in Stark Vegas. Mississippi State looked into Sark Vegas for a little while and did not go with Steve Sarkisian. They decided to hire Mike Leach, and now the clamoring for who will be the next Washington State coach, as we are very interested in the Pac-12 on the Petros and Money Show.
Yeah, you know where they're going. You know where they're going to get their
I know where
coach.
You're going to
you know
say.
Where they're going.
You can't take Graham Harrell,
they're taking
man.
Him,
He's
man.
The best.
They're taking him. He was there for a year, man, and run the same offense. Seamless transition, man. Now what are you going to do, Clay?
What if Leach tries to hire Graham Harrell to be his OC at Mississippi State and they hire for more money than he got at SC? What if they lose him to the SEC? Just like they lost Bryce Young?
He's going to what? Not only is he leaving, but he's going to another Pac-12 school, and he's going to clown Clay Helton with that air raid up on the Palouse. Oh, my God. It's a worst nightmare for these SC fans.
Do they play next year?
He'll check.
Still quiet on the Dodgers free agency and trade front. David Vasse with Dodger Talk
My
tonight.
Knowledge of Texas Tech quarterbacks is limited. No
Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury. No Graham Harrell.
Sonny Cumbie. He's the OC at TCU.
He was a former quarterback at Texas Tech.
They don't play next year. But maybe the championship.
Hey,
yes,
dodge that bullet.
It may be the championship, man.
Dodge that
see
bullet.
See you in Santa Clara, right?
See you in Santa Clara, Graham.
We'll see what happens. Alex Grinch being mentioned. Our old friend.
Old friend. Old friend alert.
He was a DC up at Washington State. Went down to Oklahoma.
Ooh, what about Paul Wolf?
The Mets.
Huh?
Have extended a spring training invitation to Matt's old colleague. Old friend alert.
Old friend alert.
Tim Tebow.
Lost communication with him.
It's unfortunate.
Couldn't see that coming.
And Matt, we have some NHL news, which is your favorite to deliver.
Oh, what do you know? They dropped one again. The Kings are now 17-24-4, 7 games under .500. They play in Vegas tonight against the Golden Knights. You can always listen to every Kings game on the iHeartRadio app and on the Kings channel. Kings Hockey is brought to you by...
Oh, don't sound so bored with it.
Hey, they were 17.
Don't even with your big...
And 20. And they were streaking toward .500, and they have the bed since.
You know...
Morongo Casino, good times.
You better lock it up. You got to do it three things Thursday.
I know we talked to Clay Travis earlier, but don't tell me to lock it up.
I said lock it up, not lock it in. Coming up, we have Mick Cronin again. It was so good in the first hour. We're going to replay it. Why? Because Mick Cronin likes us. The UCLA head coach likes you.
Gol darn
it. You got to puff your chest out. And gol darn it, enjoy it. Plan it next.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Remember, doubleheader football coming on Saturday and Sunday. It is a double up of a doubleheader. Saturday, Vikings, Niners, 1:30 p.m., followed by Titans, Ravens. Sunday, Texans, Chiefs, Nooner, followed by Seahawks and Packers. And our NFL coverage is brought to you by Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert. For a free information kit, text FINAL to 85850.
Joining us now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. After a split up north, deep in the Northwest, he went to Pullman. He knows what it's like.
He knows what it's like.
They'll be taking on USC at Pauley Pavilion. Get your tickets now and get over there. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Crosstown Showdown, tip-off at 7 right here on AM 570 LA Sports, around Tim Cates. With Bruin Talk afterwards, you could be celebrating a victory. Mick Cronin from Cincinnati all the way here to Los Angeles in his first season at UCLA joins us right now on PMS. What's cracking, Coach? How are you?
How the hell you guys been?
Been good.
You know, the football season, you know, holidays, doing our thing. I mean, how are you, Coach? We haven't spoken in a little while.
I thought you guys forgot about me, man. I've been waiting for my invite, but I get it. Football, you know, it's football season. bowl games, big game. What's that game anyway? Monday.
Monday. Yeah, they waited a little long. I think the last Monday was too soon, and this Monday's too far. And we're running all the NFL games on the station this weekend.
A doubleheader Saturday. Hey, you want to come on once a week? You just tell us.
You can let
we
us know.
You. Yeah, I mean, you set the schedule.
Yeah, you set the tone, Coach. Just like you do for this basketball team. You got USC coming up on Saturday. It's a big rivalry game. You're obviously taking a lot of measures to get this team's attention. Where are you at this point? You know, right after the beginning of conference play, which is huge, obviously.
Well, it's just the process, guys. You know, you got young guys, just teaching them how to play winning basketball, you know, how to compete every play. That's I know that's not, you know, the most complicated answer, but that's really the case for us, just trying to figure out how to compete every play, mentally and physically. And then from there, you know, trying to develop some guys can score the ball, trying to figure out, you know, how we get the ball in the basket as an offensive team strategically. But it's been a journey for us, and I think you got to go through hard things to come out on the other end of where we're going to end up with this group at some point, hopefully cutting down the net. So, you know, it's not always easy to go through it, but I've done it before. So, I sit here and sound philosophical, but trust me, when we lose, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I'm out, you know, I'm a miserable mess. But, trust me, nobody feels sorry for me, you know. I make as much money as you guys, so I don't get any sympathy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been fun, you know, we got good guys on the team.
Now, when you say that, you mentioned get philosophical, big picture, you know, what happened following the loss to Fullerton, take the letters off the front of their jersey. How important is it for you to be in the moment in the season and win as many games as you can, because that's what people want to see, and also take that big picture and know that there are lessons that aren't going to be paid off until maybe a year or two down the line? Is that a tough balancing act for you, or is it even a balancing act for you?
No, it's tough. It's when you're a competitor, you know, I just don't think there's any way around it. I think that, you know, if you accept losing and it doesn't bother you, you can't be any good as a player or a coach. I don't know how you could, if you can stomach those things and go home and be clear-headed, as my assistant Dan Savino likes to say. You know, I'm not clear-headed. Everything bothers me. So, but then you got to be mature enough to step back and realize it's part of the process. You know, there is no magic wand to come in and just make everything the way you want it to be. Part of it is the process. You know, you got to teach guys how to win. They got to go through it together. They got to have some pain and suffering. Every team, you know, all good teams go through it. They really do. I mean, look what Virginia went through a couple of years ago, a first-round loss to a 16 seed, and they had to go through that to come out on the other end and win a title the next year. It's just, it's part of it. So we got a young team. Just got to keep fighting through it, keep teaching them. They've been great. They, you know, it's none of them signed on to deal with what, you know, crazy Irishmen from Cincinnati. So I appreciate them, and they're fighting hard, and they're learning how to try to play hard for 40 minutes and eliminate mistakes. So onward and upward, right? You know, he's got to. I tell you this, we're 8-0 when we give up less than 70. So it's really not rocket science on what we got to do to win a game.
The Mick Cronin is with us, head coach at UCLA. You'll hear the USC-UCLA game right here on your home of Bruins basketball, AM 570 LA Sports, on Saturday, 7 p.m. tip. And I'm asking this as a general question, not specifically to this season, Coach, but, you know, just your experience in college basketball. Because over the last, I'm going to say, maybe 3-5 years in the NBA, we've talked about limiting practice for some guys, load management for some guys, and it's now crept in that it's just different, that players today in the NBA are different than they were 20 years ago when Michael Jordan played all 82 and played 40 minutes a game. Do you experience that in college as long as you've been coaching? Have players that now arrive on a college campus changed to the point that maybe they just aren't ready to practice and play as hard as guys were 10, 15 years ago?
It's a great question. You know, first of all, I would tell you this, with the way I see it, you know, once you get to January and school starts back up, our practices, our practice time goes way down. Because you got to remember, we started, all of us, in late September is when we were allowed to start practice. You know, so we're over 3 months in of really beating on each other extremely hard and grinding it out. So from here on out, now you've got mostly games, and I think we practice really hard, so we cannot go too long. You know, I think you got to practice hard mentally too. Where you don't physically kill each other, but you're demanding that everybody's doing everything right with what you're doing in your walkthroughs and your film sessions and paying attention. But I think it's a great question. I think that that as you get older as a coach, I give advice to younger guys. I talked to a guy I coached against earlier this year in his first year. He asked me after the game, and he had seven guys, and I said, "You better be careful as the year goes on." And I know you want to change them, but you beat them into the ground, they won't be able to even play on game day. I've been through it. So get a little bit older, you try to get a little bit wiser. Sometimes you realize less is more. Not from an intensity standpoint, just from a time standpoint. You got to stay in shape, but you got to show up. When the bell rings, you got to make sure you got a team that's ready to play hard. And there's different ways to get there. And I think it's a great question because it's definitely changed over time.
The great Mick Cronin joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. Always a thoughtful conversation about basketball and what's going on with UCLA specifically. Now that conference play has begun, and this is your first go-round in the Pac-12, can you ever really know a conference until you go all the way through it a couple seasons? I mean, how long did it take you to master the Big East?
Yeah, I agree. It's a great another one. You're 100% right. You don't know, just the different venues that you're going to travel wise. I do like Jackie. the Coach Leach ran out of there today.
He must have saw him at the airport.
He went to another bastion of capitalism. Petros, I really like the travel partners. When I was in the last couple of leagues I've been in, Big East and the American, you're playing one road game at a time, and you got a 2-hour flight to get there. So you get double the road trips because you're coming home after every game. So I think it's much easier to deal with. You can get in a better rhythm with the travel in the Pac-12, especially if you're traveling the right way. So that part of it I like about the conference. But, yeah, getting to know the league, getting the feel for the league, for me, absolutely, first time around, no doubt about it, it's a learning experience.
Coach, when you get production and in a single game like you got from Jake Kyman, and we had his godfather, Geeter McGee, from the old Laker Network on, and he was singing his praises a couple last week. But when you get something like that, is that something you expect and you're just waiting for it to happen? Where does a performance like that particular, effort against a very good Pac-12 team to start conference play kind of come from, and how do you try to get that to be consistent?
Well, we got to get him open. I got to play him with 1-2. We got to get him open. But, I knew going into the Washington game, we had prep time there. They played 2-3 zone 95% of the time, that he was going to have to play and make shots for us. It's an area where we struggled, and it's an area where he excels, and he can make them 3 or 4 feet behind the line, which is kind of where you got to make them sometimes against Washington zone. But, Jake's a guy that's going to have a great career at UCLA, and he had a great practice today already, it's just a matter of getting him comfortable, getting him confident, and getting our guys to make sure we get him open and look for him when he's in there, because he's in there for offense. It's not like he's in there for his rebound. It's kind of like Petros. He was a power runner. He definitely wasn't in there to dance around in the backfield.
There was a. You're right, Coach. It was pretty stilted out there.
Everybody saw this.
It was a bit of a trash man out there.
Cluster, right?
Yeah,
a trash man. Is that what you were?
Bit of a trash man. Bit of a wedge breaker and a wedge. Both sides.
Both things.
Yeah. Like garlic bread on two sides. Well, Coach, what about this SC basketball team that you see across town? What about what Andy Enfield's got just as far as looking at the film and your very first go-round with this, which is kind of an interesting rivalry as far as West Coast basketball goes?
Yeah, you know, excited to be a part of it, you know, first time. I've been a part of some very, very heated rivalries back in Cincinnati, Xavier, and as an assistant, Louisville, Kentucky. So, you know, just as a coach, it's an honor to get to be a part of great rivalries. Obviously, this one here in L.A. has always been a big one, so excited about it. But I would say, hey, when you talk about USC, three of their four leading scorers are big guys. I don't know if anybody has three big guys that can score and play offense the way SC's three guys were, Mobley and Onyeka and Vukosevic. They can all score the ball, so it creates a lot of problems for you because they can pass it as well. And some guys are limited, you know, in basket. There's very few guys can score with both hands, and their guys can all score with both hands. Just really impressed with who those guys are. Andy's done a good job this year with their defense. You know, I think that's probably well, their records, what it is, they've been able to hold people under 40% from the field as well. So size is going to, their size is going to be a challenge for us. Somehow we're going to have to find a way to combat that and not let them kill us around the rim.
Last thing for me, Coach, you said it earlier in the conversation, you know, that it's not rocket science, that you hold a team under 70 and you guys are undefeated. Is that something you have to teach? Is that effort? Is that, like, what would you say? Because it's easy to say it, right? But how do you put that into practice? What is the key to that?
Well, it's effort and execution. You know, for us, we're getting there, and it's a matter of sustaining it. You know, when you watch teams play, like you're talking about football, you guys have a big game, you know, Clemson coming up. Obviously, you know, they haven't lost in 2 years.
It's been a while. It's been,
you know, and LSU's been building to this point. When you get an older team, you can impose your will on your opponent. And that's a big thing where you can just, your defense gets better as the game goes on. Your team gets better as the game goes on. Those are marks of veteran teams. That don't play tired players because they have quality guys off the bench in whatever sport you're watching. And that's a challenge for us as a younger team. Can we impose our will on another team and hang in there and continue to defend and rebound when you don't score? Because young teams are offensive sensitive. You know, when things don't go well on one end, they tend to lose their intensity on the defensive end. And the veteran teams are able to grind it out. An example I gave my team is like Butler. Last year, Butler was in the NIT. They did not have a great year. Same guys are back this year, and they're ranked fifth or sixth in the country, and nobody can score on them because they can just play harder for longer periods of time than they could last year. So it's a growing, it's a growing process. You have to get to where you can get a team that can just impose their will on their opponent over the course of a game. It almost becomes a test of wills. We won that test at Washington, you know, on the road. They came running at us, and I was proud of the guys. We hung in there. So that'll be our challenge, you know, throughout the rest of the Pac-12 season. That'll be the challenge for our basketball team. That, and we got to get consistent scoring from some different guys. Well, we've been up and down in that area with some of our players.
The great Mick Cronin, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of bastions of capitalism, he did not do what so many coaches before him have done and ruined their lives by moving to Manhattan Beach. He took it to the Valley.
Yeah.
Like a real American.
818.
We appreciate you, Coach.
You know, and I want to point out, we're conditioned, Coach. You know, you have to break us of bad habits. We were just kind of used to talking to some coaches in town that really didn't like talking to us and weren't interested. And maybe, you know, we were like, hey, we'll talk to you every week if you want. And then they would just kind of check in once or twice a year. And,
yeah, so, I mean, look.
So whatever you want.
If you want a piece of us, we want a piece of you. You know, I used to work for USC basketball.
Well,
those days are over.
In the morning now.
Okay.
The next couple months, we got morning practice, so with the class schedules worked out for us.
Afternoon's wide open for us.
Wide open for us and you.
Door's wide open right now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, look.
Hey, when I'm driving to recruit, I'm just going to start calling in.
Yeah. Done.
Well, I used to work at USC basketball. But, again, I'm wide open
you
now.
Were fired.
I was. Unceremoniously.
Unceremoniously fired.
And my affiliation, I want you to know, has completely changed.
Well, I'd love to hear that, my man. You know, George Carl told me one time, you're not a real coach until you get fired.
There we go.
You're not a real PA guy until you get fired. You get fired. Unfortunately, my second job, you know, the phone's not ringing off the hook for another PA gig for me, Coach. And
that's not true. The Wildcats called and you turned them down.
The LA Wildcats?
Yes.
You're right.
Can I ask who they are?
The new XFL team.
New XFL.
And there was some talk of me being a stadium host for the Chargers.
There was that, too.
There was that.
Like a PA guy.
Much like.
So there's options. Coach, green light.
Dude, that sounds like a stadium host. We can shake hands and make money.
Yeah, feels really good.
Bastion of capitalism.
It's a great feeling.
It's a great country. It's a great country. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Good luck, Coach.
To catch up with
anytime.
You.
There he goes.
All right, guys. We'll catch up soon.
For sure. Good luck on Saturday. There he goes. Head coach at UCLA. And Kate's going to pick that up right away.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Coach. I love you.
Big thank you to Mick Cronin. Looking forward to making that a standing appointment as we move forward. One more segment to go when we return. We'll get your dead and live guy birthday of the day before we pass it off to David Vasse and off-season Dodger talk with his guest, Max Muncy.
Couple of musicians, huh?
Huh?
Ah! It's a murderer's row this week on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. I got clout when I call people listen. 7 o'clock, Dodger Talk, David Vasse. My son's favorite player. He asked me the other day if I was going to take him to Dodger games when the season starts.
And
I said, well, you know, Matt Smith said they should have traded all the guys. No.
Not all the guys. All the guys he doesn't know.
I said, of course I'll take you. He said, is Max Muncy still on the
See,
team?
See, Max good. Hits home runs.
I said, yes.
Playoff relevant.
Yes, he is. And he said, awesome. Dodger Talk with David Vasse and Max Muncy coming up next. But right now, Matt's got the dead guy birthday of the day.
Dead guy birthday of the day. No surprise. Big one, as we are your percussion show of record. Cates, can you get me some Kenny Clark bebop, please? One of the all-time greats. And check yourself out some Kenny Clark today, because a true percussive pioneer and a jazz legend. Born in Pittsburgh.
Also a D-line at UCLA, right?
Actually, E at the end of his name.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
well, UCLA. Kenny Clark off the ball.
Don't want to step on Kenny Clark, D-lineman with Kenny Clark, E at the end. Youngest of two sons, Martha, pianist, Charles, trombonist. But his dad, Chuck, was an a-hole. Abandoned his wife and two boys to start a new family in Yakima, Washington. And sadly, for young Kenny, his mother passed away in her late 20s when he was just 5, left him an orphan, and
But he still had the E.
Still had the E.
He's like, you know, I'm a motherless child now, but I still got that E.
He did have to move into an orphanage. Marching band at the orphanage. Handed him a drum.
That best marching band.
In all of Pittsburgh.
At the...
They used to play at halftime of the Panthers games. Maybe they didn't. But they handed him a snare drum, and he immediately showed a natural musical gift. They let him sit at the piano, the pump organ at the parish church.
That's how Louis Armstrong learned it, out at an orphanage.
That's it. They handed the instruments. Decided to drop out of school at 15. Why not?
The upside of not having parents.
Upside of dad leaving you in the lurch for Yakima, Washington,
musical
and mom
genius.
Dying in her 20s. Dropped out of 15. Became a professional musician with the Leroy Bradley Band. They would tour all through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. Moved to Cincinnati. He took up the vibraphone. Moved to New York City. Struck up a personal and musical friendship with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie.
Dizzy has a pretty big coaching tree.
You know, seemed like he took all the kids in.
Like the Shanahans.
Just like, not McVay. Shanahans. Began to support soloists in a manner that would come to be identified, and you hear him there, as the way he drummed. It was the Clark way. Something new. Teddy Hill Band.
I don't know if he's any good.
Savoy Ballroom in 1939. His signature sound was settled as he came upon the idea of using the ride cymbal, that one that's on the right over the tom, as opposed to the hi-hat. Keep that beat. You hear it right there in the background. That was all. Kenny Clark on a bass drum.
He sounds like somebody's looking for something.
Irregular accents.
You know, that is the sound of searching.
There it is.
I know you found it. Damn controller.
They described the way he played his bass drum as Droppin' Bombs. That was the nickname they gave it while using the hi-hat on the backbeats.
A little soon. Okay. Soleimani.
Please. Wear it, dude.
Oh, man.
Wear it.
We're sorry, Iran. Please don't hurt us.
Yeah, don't do that. Hey, Hollywood idiots, don't do that.
Hey, we're sorry, Iran.
Yeah, hey, fat face. Don't do that, okay?
We don't like our president.
Yeah, don't do that. Maybe, I don't know. Just leave it to the foreign policy folks to determine whether or not...
Most kind of felt like they have it figured out, you know?
Oh, yeah, they got it all. Hey, sorry about that, Iran. 1939, New York World's Fair, played opposite a band led by Chick Webb, another legendary percussionist, became a gun for hire. Sidney Bechet, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Count Basie.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Thelonious Monk, get
in
here,
Clark. If he's available.
Exactly.
If he doesn't have his own band.
Second day, or maybe the second day in 3 days. This gun's for hire.
Yeah.
Here I come, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman. Who needs me? I'll play. Interesting twist in the world of Kenny Clark. Drafted into the Army. Bailed. Just took off. Not fighting in World War II. See you guys later. Where'd he go? Europe. Turns out, kind of went right into the thick of it there,
right,
Kenny.
Into the mouth there.
They found him, and they were like, well, at least you're here. We don't have to pay for the flight. And he managed to serve for a couple years after he got out. Hung out in Paris, because why the hell not,
well,
right?
Jazz.
It's what we do.
Expats.
Back and forth between Paris and New York. Dizzy Gillespie, Max Roach did all of that sort of stuff. Recorded with Miles Davis, and then just decided, screw it. I'm going back to Paris, as many of them did for like 20 years.
You can see the other Kenny Clark with a Y taking on the Seahawks with his Packers at 3:30 on AM 1150 We're running all the games this weekend.
I love it, my man.
On the station.
Way to tie it in. One hand washes the other, my man. Way to go.
You're sitting here talking about the hot. We got the game promotion in there as well.
I love it.
And now it's time for Jamaican news, everybody. Oh, crazy eyes. Crazy eyes. Oh, no.
It's Jamaica news.
Now, this is a...
This isn't tattooed eyes guy.
Ooh, Alkaline?
Alkaline.
His eyes weren't tattooed.
It was all a farce.
He's still huge, though. Love Alkaline.
Even after he was outed for no tattooed eyes?
Shockingly, yeah. Now, the guy that had the horns put into his skull.
Oh, yeah, that
Harry,
guy I
Harry
hate too.
Toddler.
I hate that guy.
I'm not a fan of his.
I hate tattooed eye guy, I hate goat horn guy.
I like Alkaline, because he's gone beyond the tattooed
eye. It's just so gross looking.
Yes, it is.
Ugh.
Today is Sean Paul's birthday.
Oh.
There's a lot of Sean Paul out there, Cates. Yeah, just get the hits for the kids.
Play the hits.
He's 47 years old today. Matt loves the hits.
I want 5 Kiss FMs.
Matt is,
5.
Matt's filling the Sabotage. John Paul Francis Henricks from Uptown Kingston. Accomplished parents. Mother a painter and a butterfly stroke swimmer.
Mm.
From a family of swimmers, actually. Sean Paul's dad was one of the first Jamaican national water polo team players.
How about that? Jamaican water polo team.
Yeah, Sean Paul was on the national water polo team as well. From the age of 13 to 21 in a serious way.
Damn. But 8 years water polo?
Nationally.
About that.
Traveling the world. But he gave it all up for reggae dancehall.
Smart move.
Now, Sean Paul is married to a Jamaican TV host. They have 2 kids. I first heard of Sean Paul. In the early to mid-90s, when the song Deport Them came out.
Magdaleno loves it.
Well, in the
One
song, you're right. He says, if a girl's not up to date, we deport them. If you can't take care of yourself, we deport them.
If might not be a term that would fly in 2020.
If they're not the modeling type, like if they won't go have sex with other men, we report them.
Oh. Okay, I got you now.
But if they're a big beauty queen, we support them.
There it is.
Yeah.
Is this Chet Hanks?
Chet Hanks? He's coming up. He has a super cat style, kind of a monotone deal. 2001, his second album was Get Busy and Gimme the Light. And
oh, yeah.
Dutty Rock was the name of that album. Big 6 full albums after that. Which is a lot of studio albums for a dancehall guy. He has also collaborated on many big songs, like Sia's Cheap Thrills.
That's right. I like that song.
Clean Bandits, Rockabye, which is pretty popular.
Okay.
He has songs with people that you would never even guess, but also some that you would, like Rihanna.
Can see that.
And Jay Balvin.
Can see that.
Beyonce.
Also. Much like Kenny Clarke, a hired gun.
In many ways.
Here I come.
And he does say he models his career after another Jamaican birthday we celebrate, Toots Hibbert.
Okay.
Who invented the word reggae, as Toots is relevant in a lot of decades in Jamaican music. And Sean Paul has done the same thing. You know, he got started in the mid-90s, and here he is, still putting it together with Sia and all that. And if you don't believe me, listen to me friend, Chet Hanks.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana, coming straight from that Golden Globe, you know what I'm saying? Listen to Father Tom Hanks presenting in a what soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Big up.
Max Muncy coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, nice.
Nice little out there. Thanks, Magdaleno.
Well, at least you'll play this.
Yeah. Jerk face.
Tomorrow's Frogman Friday with Don McClain. And we'll say goodbye to a great week of great sports talk. Sorry about the podcast, but we're working on our issues. It's up. AM570LASports.com/PMS, iHeartRadio app, or other platforms, which are less desirable for our company.
We're coming back on tomorrow.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.